Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
We work with two very strong tools, AI and our team of board-certified animal nutritionists, to offer complete and balanced diet for our lovely pets, lovely dog.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinova CEO, Mitch Frazier.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. Pet ownership in the U.S. has increased dramatically over the past three decades. That's according to Forbes. The data shows us that U.S. households, 66% of U.S. households own a pet. That's almost 87 million houses. That number's up from 58% in 1988. Staggering growth driving dramatic need for innovation in pet health and pet food. One innovator fresh off venture capital raise joins us now who is leading innovation in pet health. Welcome Dr. Masa Vasan, founder and CEO of Pawco Foods. Masa, welcome to Ag Bioscience.
Thank you for having me here today.
Masa, we are going to jump into this world that is really interesting, this dramatic growth that we've seen in pet health and pet food. Staggering stat I stumbled upon getting ready for our conversation today. New data, a new pet obesity data survey, shows that nearly 59% of dogs are overweight. A giant challenge, one I know that motivates you. What is driving this challenge in pet health in America?
The primary driver of pet obesity is actually poor diet. It's so unfortunate, but lots of commercial pet food brands or pet food are packed with excess of carbohydrates, fillers, artificial ingredients that contribute to weight gain. And additionally, lots of pet owners, they unknowingly overfeed their lovely pets or give them lots of treats because they see so much joy in their pet when giving them treats or all of those delicious snacks. But they are the main contributor to obesity.
When you look at this reality, Masa, what is the pet food industry doing in response? It's no surprise that the data is the data. Right, when we look at that 59% of dogs overweight, similar stat in cats, how is the animal feed industry responding?
We see a shift in the industry toward more fresh, nutritious pet food. Those brands that are offering more fresh, whole food-based pet food come to the picture as well. But looking back at the history of pet food industry, we see very interesting evolution. The pet industry started with kibbles or dry food that we call just feed the dog. They are made with the lowest quality of ingredients and something like dead or dying animal bodies. And these days, lots of pet owners are aware of these problems. And that's when the second generation, the fresh animal-based product came to the market. Still, they cause even more problems like increasing animal slaughtering, environmental issues. And it's so surprising to know actually animal-based products are the top three allergen for dogs like chicken, beef, and dairy. It's so surprising to know. So that's when the new generation or the third generation of pet food come to the picture, which are fresh plant-based products. And they are super delicious, nutritious, affordable, and sustainable. So this is the shift we see in the industry. And also, at the same time, you also will see a lot of pre-portioned or more personalized pet plans that come to the market as well.
It's really staggering when you look at this market and the massive growth that we've seen and we expect to see. Technavio out with a report, expects this market to grow $3.2 billion in the next 5 years. I mean, amazing CAGR of over 21%. When you look at this growth, this giant growth that's working its way through the market over the next 5 years, are you seeing, I know there's one brand that you know is taking advantage of this market shift, but are there brands out there that you can point to and say, hey, these guys, these gals, these organizations are really capturing share?
I would say in general, we see a lot of innovations like in that alternative protein or basically plant-based or insect-based pet product come to the picture, because we are trying to offer the most fresh or nutritious pet food for our lovely pets, and they do deserve to have a happy life like us. So we see a lot of new brands emerging, especially like those ones in that category that I mentioned, like Paco Foods, that our goal is to offer the most nutritious, complete and balanced diet.
Well, let's talk about it. Paco, a company that is just finished a venture capital raise, just put some more cash on the balance sheet, which is amazing. Opened an operation in the Midwest, here in Indiana specifically. Give us a flyover. How are you tackling this giant market, the amazing amount of growth that we're seeing it? How are you doing it at Paco?
So at Paco, we were the first company actually leveraging AI to optimize all our recipes. And we innovated and patented our green meat, which is the very first AI-optimized plant-based meat for dogs. We work with two very strong tools, AI and our team of board-certified animal nutritionists, to offer complete and balanced diet for our lovely pets, lovely dog. And we just don't want to create something that is tasty. We also want to offer a very healthy and sustainable pet food. And that's our goal, to offer the best possible food that is also sustainable and animal-free.
What is Paco? I mean, help us understand, for those that may not know, Paco, I have a dog. It's specifically focused on dog food, I think. And give us an idea, what would be in that? What would it look like? How would it be different from what else is on the market?
So we are the fresh plant-based dog food. Currently, our focus is actually on dog food. Eventually, we want to expand to other categories as well. But we are offering a complete and balanced diet. It's a very healthy, fresh diet, very delicious. We constantly work with third parties to test the palatability, do all the nutrition testing. So we are a science-backed company that we are also working with our amazing team of board-certified animal nutritionists. So it's a product that has all of those check marks. It's delicious. Our lovely dogs, they'll enjoy eating it. At the same time, it's very nutritious. It's animal-free and basically environment-friendly and animal-free as well.
We're going to dig into what's ahead for Paco and what's behind the story. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
From berries to dairies, from crop advisors to data analyzers, Indiana Farm Bureau is at the forefront of the top issues impacting Indiana agriculture. No matter your role in the ag industry, Indiana Farm Bureau membership means you'll always have a champion and an advisor. And because so much of your time is focused on your own enterprise, it's also good to know Indiana Farm Bureau is always working to fight for the future of agriculture. We come together to advocate for rural viability, the protection of property rights, competitive tax policies, and against burdensome regulations. Whether our members need a door opened, an impact in public policy, or an ally to strengthen their communities, Indiana Farm Bureau is there. We are the unified voice for all agriculture. To learn more about the benefits of Indiana Farm Bureau membership, go to infb.org.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Dr. Masa Vazan, founder and CEO of Paco Foods. Masa, and your story is one that is absolutely amazing. You have a PhD, you've done work in human health, human nutrition. You made the move to animal health, animal nutrition. Tell us the story. How did you get from human health into animal health?
Yeah, my story is very, very interesting. I did my PhD in nanoscience, and I was one of the early scientists at Impossible Foods. And now I'm the founder of Paco Foods. Basically, as somebody who adopted a dog, he's more than a dog to me. He's like my son. I saw a huge gap in the market. Based on my background, I really realized how much the diet can have impact on our health and longevity, well-being. And the same principle applies to pets. So I saw this as an opportunity to really innovate something and offer something that it's healthy and nutritious, and at the same time, it's sustainable, because our lovely pets, and they also deserve to have the best food and the healthcare. And that's where I decided to start Paco Foods and think about what can we do to offer the best possible food in the market and create that at Paco Foods.
As you have brought Paco to market, had lots of conversations with investors, telling your story, telling about this need, this market that's growing. You just finished at a venture capital raise. Tell us more about what this capital means to the business. And more importantly, what did you hear from investors? What questions did they have as you made your journey from where you were to where you are?
Our investors were very excited about the convergence of three main or major trends: pet humanization, pet food, like sustainable pet food solution, and also the rise of alternative protein. And they saw a long-term opportunity in the fresh plant-based category and saw Paco as the leader to reshape the pet nutrition and be the leader in sustainable category. At the beginning, it was maybe a little challenging because we were one of those first brand offering a plant-based pet food. But now these days, with a lot of new data supporting all the health benefit of this type of diet and also showing how much the nutrition can have effect on dogs' health and longevity, we can actually like even see more demand for that and see huge growth in this plant-based category. At the same time, I think we see huge demand currently in the market. As I mentioned, the top three allergens for dogs are animal-based products, chicken, beef, and dairy. So we see lots of customers suffering from, and their dog actually suffering from this type of allergy. And now they are super happy. They send us email about this is a godsend product. Our dog is very healthy and very happy. But also moving forward, we don't want to just target this category of customers who are looking for animal-free type of product. Our goal is to really offer the healthiest food and treats or snack options for different type of customers with different needs.
Masa, as you look at the business today, where can folks find Paco? How are you driving convergence of sales for Paco?
Our main channel is still website, our mypaco.com, and it's a subscription base because we want to provide the easiest and most affordable way of offering our product to our customers. So we can directly ship the exact food portion, like the portion that our customer would need for their dog each month or each 2 weeks, send it directly to their door. Also, very recently launched one of our products on Amazon. Hopefully soon we can have more of our product available on Amazon, and we are also exploring retail expansion. We want to make sure that all customers, they easily have access to all our products.
You've talked a lot about dogs, and I think we've highlighted maybe a little bit, but what can we expect in the future moving beyond dogs? Is there a secondary species that's on the horizon?
Even though our focus currently is on developing the best plant-based option for dogs, we're constantly doing research and we see a huge demand for cat food or cat category. And with our AI platform that we've built in-house, we have the option to expedite the whole process and expand to other categories very quickly as well.
That is incredible. Masa, it is wonderful to see your story. Congrats on all the success. I look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks so much for joining us on Ag Bioscience.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me here.
And thank you for joining us on Ag Bioscience. You can always get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget, while you're online, check us out at agrinovisindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovis team, I'm Mitch Frazier, saying thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovisindiana.com.